Baruch Hashem, we're starting out Chavos Chaim, we're going to do the Gemara. So instead, we are up to day 5 over here. It says, Savior of Chavos Chaim made it possible for the first time for a person to study the laws of Lashon Hara in an organized fashion. Chavos Chaim writes, I wrote the Sefer where I gathered all the halachas that were scattered throughout the Talmud in the writings of halachic authority, especially the Rambam Smag Shai Tshuva, author Bar Binyan. Before delving into the subject matter of the Sefer, Chavos Chaim describes its overall structure and the guidelines in which it was written. He begins, I divided the Sefer into two parts. The first is halachas of Lashon Hara. The second is halachas of Rechilus. The laws pertaining to gossip. I then divide the laws into chapters, and each chapter is into segments. I name the Sefer Chavos Chaim from the verse, Mi ha'ish Chavos Chaim, the Torah Lashon Hara. Who is the man who wants life? Guard your tongue from evil. Because I want the Sefer to be as accessible as possible, I separated the material into two parts, the essence, which is the halacha, and the sources, which are the real Sefer Chavos Chaim, the Hebrew edition. The top is the halacha, and the bottom are all the sources. So, fine. Chavos Chaim reasons why he so carefully cites the sources. It's so that it should be clear to everyone that whatever is mentioned in this Sefer is not debatable or optional. Everything is halacha and required of every Jew. Chavos Chaim offered us strong medicine. He understood that this is what we need to lift us from complacency, which is so easily felt with regard to Lashon Hara. In his writing, Chavos Chaim carefully avoids exaggerations and overstatements. And he ends this section by stating, when one will ponder the sin of Lashon Hara and understand its significance, the hair on his head will stand on edge from the magnitude of his sin. So now we're going to start the Gemara again. We're going to start from Amar El.
And what page are you on?
We're now holding on to Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Now we're in the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph.
Fine.
It's
not you,
it's
the light. I know.
I'm a Rava. So we're starting the Gemara. Rava says, kulam. This that we said in the Mishnah, which Rashi explained, was this, that we said two Eidim are equivalent to 100 Eidim. This is specifically in a scenario where they all said Eidos, right, they all testified within the amount of times to take the times to speak. So we'll see what that means. Which means they have to come as one big group. If they came as separate groups, they're considered separate groups. So this that we said 100 Eidim are considered like two Eidim, which means they're one group, is only if they came together. They came separate, it's not that then they're separate, they're considered separate groups. Let's see Rashi. Right, the first Rashi in the Gemara to understand what's going on a little bit. What does Rashi say? Hasam over there, Ka'amra Masnisin, our Mishnah said Meya Kishnai. Basically it comes out that 100 were like 280. Why? When we said in our Mishnah, 280 could go against 100. What does that mean? If we said in our Mishnah 2 could go against 100, what does that mean? 2 are equivalent to 100. That's the math, right? If we say in the Mishnah 2 Eidim are strong enough to go against 100, that means 2 and 100 are the same. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Hazakar Masisa Meya Kishnai, 100 Eidim are equivalent to 2 Eidim. Right? Which means 2 Eidim could go against 100, because 100 and 2 are the same. You all consider one group of 2. You're one group. Aval, however, Im Heidu Hashnayim. If both of them testify, two people testify. And after a period of time, then the other people said their testimony. Then there's two. So again, you have two coming in, then a pause, and another two coming in 10 minutes later. It's two different Eidos. Correct? It's two different testimonies. Which Rashi says, which for everything. What does it mean for everything? We had in our Mishnah a bunch of halachas which apply to your one group or your bunch of groups. What's an example? For example, let's say in this group, a first group of two, one of them are apostles. what happens? The whole group is knocked down, right? But if the next two are a separate group, then those guys are good. Right? If they're one group, they're all messed up. The second group, then they're all good. Or for another example, that what's the difference that if you're one group or two groups? We said in our Mishnah, if you want to make them Edom Zayimim, you have to make every single guy in this group to make them into Edom Zayimim. Every guy in the group. Right? You need to make every guy in the group into Edom Zayimim. If we're one big group, if you only made two of them Edom Zayimim and the other two not, none of them are Edom Zayimim. If they're one big group and you only make two Edom Zayimim, you don't give them the halacha of Kasher Dom. But if they're two different groups and two of them here are Edom Zayimim, then they get Kasher Dom. Meaning it's always going to be, we have to see, are they one group or are they two groups? It's very important to understand for a bunch of halachas, is there one group or two groups?
Once they establish the Gemara Din, can other Edom come in and testify as a new group to save the guy? Or
what's your question?
Or to save, I'm saying, is there only a chance for two Edom to testify once there's a Gemara Din, right? It's over, once they make the Gemara Din on those two Edom.
Right.
So then nobody else can come and re like, open the case?
For what? What's the point? Meaning we already made a Gemara Din on the guy.
I don't know, new evidence, I don't know.
But for what, to add? The Dresden already said that this Reuben deserves to get killed. We already gave him a verdict.
Right.
So now, what do you want to do now? I mean, we don't need any additional. 102 is all the same thing to us. Two, that's it. Two Edom came. We believe him 100%.
So, but I'm saying, so that has to work. Two Edom come and testify. The Gemara Din isn't finished. Then two other Edom come and they can continue to testify. Is that
right? Right. Best we'll accept another two, because maybe the first guy might get messed up. We don't know. Whatever evidence we can take.
Yeah.
But if they come two separate times or separate groups, they come together as one group, they're one group. Now, the question is, what makes you one group? When do you become two groups? What's the cutoff line that makes you into two groups? I mean, if one guy comes, two people come, 5 minutes later another two people come. Two groups. Oh, so that's what Gemara is going to teach us. Has to be calculated. It has to be within time. Now,
it also makes a difference to the guy in the box. Let's say the one group gets domified.
Right.
The guy in the box might get all three over here. But
right.
Now, if there's another group that followed him 5 seconds later,
right. Then
the guy in the
will,
box is
going to
be
guilty. Killed.
Those guys are going to find the guy in the box is still going to be guilty.
Right.
So, how do you separate it when you have a line of 100 people?
Oh, so we're going to, let's see the wire. We're going to see.
Wait a minute, can I just ask you a simple question? That means that the guys that are zomified, as long as it's not a Gemara Din, they just throw them out, right? Even if they're zomified. If there's a Gemara Din, then that's it. Nobody else can come along. If other people come along, it has to be before the Gemara Din, right?
They'll come before the Gemara Din. Let's say they came before the Gemara Din. Fine.
So they're not
they don't get zomified until after the Gemara Din.
Right.
There's no zomified until after
the Gemara Din. All the groups came before. Fine. A bunch of groups came before the Gemara Din. Then they made a Gemara Din.
One group. Good.
One group got messed up. Good. Very good. Fine.
Why would there's 100 people asking, why wouldn't they want to just try one group? Wouldn't it be better because they're saying two is like 100? To make 15 groups,
no, because the best, and once we really have two groups, really we believe in 100%. So why would it be better? Just in case. It could be better. We want to know what's the story. It could be how they plan. What you want them to do. What would be better? If the first group were
power. If there's 15 groups as opposed to there's one group of 100.
Not really.
No?
Really, in halacha, once the first group came, we believe them 100%. It's not like we leave them 90%, and another two come, we leave 100%. When the Torah said, when two groups come, two guys come, testify, the roommate kills, so we believe them 100%. So more groups isn't going to help. The question is how they come, but it's a good question. That's the way, according to the Torah, we believe two people. That's what it's up. It stands on two people. That's all. Two people, it stands. We believe them 100%. You don't even make a jury, 10 people. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina, Rav Acha Midifti Esk L'Ravina. Michti, let's see. Terkele Dibor, Hechidam. This amount of time, or within the amount it takes to speak, Hechidam, what is it like? Meaning, how is it? What does it mean exactly? Telling me the amount of time to speak. The group, second, as long as the second people, second two Edom come in, within the amount of time to speak, they're one group. What does the words mean? The amount of time to say what? You just tell me that within the time it takes to speak a sentence. Which sentence? I mean, it just means a certain sentence. So he says, which sentence? Meaning, so he said, Kadei she'elas shalom, Kadei she'elas tamad l'rab. Like, it means kadei. Like, the greeting, she'elas really asking, but it means a greeting, a Talmud to a Rav, which the other Gemara is saying means that the amount of time it says Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So it's as short as like normal sentence, right? So that's a sentence. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So if they waited that time in between the two testimonies, that separates them.
Two times they said, or one time?
No, one time. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. Because that's the shortest that we said. That's the amount of time it takes to kadei divur, like say a statement. So what's like what we're saying, like a short statement of Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So if one group comes in, so and then we pause, and another group comes in, and you say, could say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, then another group comes in, that's two different eidim. Which means, so really, Rabbi Levi, I don't know where he is, but he asked yesterday a good question. He's saying, it's like in halacha, it's 3 seconds. That means invested, if they have two guys testifying, and like 3 seconds later without breathing, the next guy just testifies. It's almost impossible. 3 seconds, like not a lot of time. By the time the guy comes, the guy walks up, it's in that. So it's a good question. What do you say, Chanan?
The question also is, how can you get that? How could 100 guys say in the time?
That's the Gemara's question.
The Gemara's question is, how could 100 guys say all within
100
give
Shulam right. So we'll
that goes back to my original question.
So
if you have a line,
we're going to get to you in a second. Good. So let's see over here. So really, Gemara asked the better question. That's Chanan's question. So Gemara asks, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, May 100 tuva have it. It is a lot. The word tuva means a lot. 100 is a lot of people to testify within 3 seconds. How's that possible? If you're telling it to be one group, it's impossible. So Amar Lei, so Ravina told back, Rav Dipti, right? Rav Achami Dipti, Kol Chad V'Chad, V'Sach Kedei Dibur Shachavet. Kol Chad V'Chad means every one and one, which means in English, it means each and every one of them. That's good English. Kol Chad V'Chad, each and every one of them. V'Sach Kedei Dibur Shachavet is Tach Kedei Dibur of his friend. Within the time amount sake of his friend. So let's see Rashi. V'chol echa ve'echa. What Rashi say? V'chol echa ve'echa. And each and every one, hischel l'hayit, they started their testimony. V'serch k'dei dibur, within the amount of time it takes to speak, within 3 seconds, shall siyuma, from the ending, shall chaver of his friend. So then each guy started within 3 seconds of his friend. If you started within 3 seconds after your friend ended, then you're one group. If not, you're two groups. Now, really, everybody's asking yesterday, so it's like almost an impossible feat. Like, you're like, can't even breathe. This guy, not like, so really, Tyson Ksuba says, so the other Gemara, they bring down by this little olive.
It's impossible, though.
It's basically,
now, 100 guys, they all stand up in front.
Right.
You play telephone, you, okay, you're done, you.
It's a hard thing. So Tyson Ksuba says that, it doesn't mean, if you look at the other Gemara, did by the olive, the little olive, by the Tyson Ksuba, says that Tyson Ksuba is in Lama, give him an olive. So I looked up that text. That text says that the point is, it doesn't have to be, even though Rashi said over here, from when your friend ended, it doesn't mean from the second, the friend ended speaking, and then, meaning it could be from Rashi, it does mean that, but Tazin Ksuba says for sure that it means from when we best finished dealing with it. Meaning, this guy's finished. Fine, we're finishing dealing with him. He walks down to his thing. We're still in the middle of dealing with him. He finished. And the next guy walks up. It means when we're dealing from one witness, set of witnesses, so we're dealing with the next set of witnesses, we didn't stop for 3 seconds. If we say, you, and then also the next, this guy's walking down, the other guy's already starting to walk up. So, meaning, there's a continuation. It doesn't necessarily have to be that the guy started speaking the second the other guy stopped. It means, Besin is focused on this thing. We didn't, like, lose focus for 3 seconds. Not like we closed the case closed, we waited 3 seconds. It means, we're in the topic of this, we're dealing with this thing, so we're still in the Indian of dealing with the testimony. The president didn't like close the case or just like drift off to something else for 3 seconds. That's what it means.
Same idea for the next guy to start talking.
Actually to start talking. It sounds like this guy's finished. Even if he's walking down, we're still in the middle of dealing with him. He finishes, he's down. And the other guy right away starts walking. We're still dealing with it. That's what Tyson Ksuba said.
The 3 second room.
3 seconds.
Right? If you pick it up within 3 seconds, it's still by you. If not, then it's, by the end.
Fine. So it's coming out that, yes, it's like the street segment, but it's more understandable according to Tyson over there that, like, it doesn't actually mean the guy has to stop speaking. But it's a good word we say that, fine. But Tyson over there explains that doesn't really mean when we say to the of his friend, it doesn't mean he has to start speaking. It's to start speaking in 3 seconds. I mean, we shouldn't stop dealing with the situation for 3 seconds. You gotta, like, make a stop in the action, and then the next day tomorrow, a new group. It's a whole new, like, situation. But it makes it easy to understand. Now, I don't know if Rashi holds like that. Rashi sounds a little bit like that. They actually start testifying. I don't know if he means it literally. So Rashi says, Hischa Lehei, they started testifying to Tuk De Dibur with Ingedeu Shalsim Shachavir when your friend ended. Rashi never said you started speaking. I mean, Rashi said you started testifying. It could mean, like Tessa says over there, you started being in the act of testifying. You were starting to get up, get out of your chair, start walking up. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure if Rashi holds like Tessa or not, but you know. But anyway, it helps us understand. It's a little easier to understand for us how it worked. I mean, it wasn't like a whole, you have to like line up 100 guys. Well, according to that Tyson's over there, we didn't have to do that. Fine. Baruch Hashem, that's this Gemara. Fine. Let's see now the next Gemara. Mekiva Aymer, Loibash, Lishi, Mechulu, Mashnai. What did we say at the last line of Hamad Abim? What did we say in the two lines at the front of the bottom? If you want to look back, I'm going to read it on the bottom of Hey Amad Beis. What do we say? What was Rabbi Kiva's Hekish? Right? Well, we're comparing 3 to 2. His second Hekish. Uma Shnayim. What in the case of 2? Nimtza, Echad Man, Karav, Apostle. One of them are a relative or apostle. Edus on the table. The entire Edus, the entire testimony is Batal. It's like, it's nullified. Avshloisha, even in the case of 3 witnesses. Nimtza, Echad Man, Karav, Apostle. If even one of them came from a apostle, even though you still have 2 kosher eidim, they do some tail. The whole thing is not there. That's halacha, right? In the case of 3 eidim, if one gets knocked out, they're all knocked out. That's all. They do some tail. So now we had cut it according to that. Now we had our Mishnah a machlekes efda between Rabbi Yosi and Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi threw 2 machlekes. It really was underlying
what.
What?
If one's no good, then the third joins up. Even if it's
one is no good, the other two are not there. When he joins up.
Wasn't Rabbi Akiva saying the Chama?
I know, not in this
second
case.
Part to
in this case,
two parts to
I know, in this case, he wasn't saying Chama. In this case, he was saying that even though there's 3, if one gets messed up, the whole Adas is buffed. The whole Adas is not there. Good? Even though you really have 2, right? You had 3 guys.
Yeah.
One is a relative.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you still have 2 kosher witnesses, they're all knocked out.
Okay.
Interesting,
but that's possible. Nullified.
So 2,
good. Now, fine. So we saw a rule: one guy is a apostle, he messes up the whole thing, right? Now, Rebbe told us in the end of our Mishnah that this halacha only applies if. How do you become a relative that messes up the whole testimony? If you were heavily involved, if you were involved in warning the other person, and you're warning the guy not to do it, then you're involved. But if not, if you were just watching, you didn't actually warn Reuben, you didn't say don't shoot, even if you're a relative, it doesn't bother.
Even if one, there are 2 brothers, one of the brothers did give warning, one of the brothers didn't chazrah, and he
then
saw the intention, but one
good
of the brothers was just a bystander,
good,
and there's 3 witnesses, and another guy in the show, then he said it's okay.
According to Rabbi Yossi, it's okay. However, according to Rebbe, Rabbi Yezi came to argue on Rebbe, because Rebbe, even though he didn't speak it out, he argued on this point. What does Rebbe hold? Obviously, what does he hold? What does he hold? He holds that it's possible. Again, we have a point to Rebbe. Rebbe holds, according to Rabbi Yezi, if you're just standing there and you're a relative, you mess up the whole Eidus. That's the case. According to Rabbi Yezi, if you're just standing there, you mess up the. I'm just a relative. To either the person getting killed or one of the other witnesses, and I saw the story, automatically I'm considered a witness, and since I'm a relative in this group of witnesses, I mess up the whole thing, according to Rabbi Yossi.
I'm dealing with fascists.
According to Rabbi Yossi doesn't care one. Rebbe's only in dealing with fascists. I'm sorry, fine, you're right, correct. In dealing with fascists, go. Fine, in dealing with fascists, fine, we're focusing on dealing with fascists. Right, that's
what's
coming. So welcome, now then why are you asking a simple
problem
question? Makes a problem, what's the problem?
For instance, we're talking about murder. There's a group of people here, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 people there, standing, there's a fellow there, and up comes 2 people, one person, and looks out a knife and slices his throat in front of everybody.
Makes 2 brothers.
Very obviously that these 4 people saw this person, light of day, clearly, killed the other fellow. There was no time to give that to. Runs up. Ha ha ha.
So
They don't have to have their own witnesses.
No. Welcome up your request, we can't kill him. If you didn't have either Anas, right? Warning, best in this world can't kill him. Hashem will take care of him. But best in down here has no power to kill him.
That's
about Yosef. That is quite, everybody, that halacha, everyone on. If you didn't give Hasra automatically.
Unless he's a Kamahap.
In fact, because then it's considered
like. That is his own warning on himself.
Please, he's already warned. It's forewarned. But that's not so much the point. Over here, we're talking about a case that two people did warn. Let's say two people gave a warning. So this guy's going to get killed. He should have got it. But the third person who was watching was a relative. So since he didn't give a warning, he's not going to mess them up because of the fact that he's a relative, according to Rebius, right? According to Rebius, he does mess them up. Even if you didn't give a warning, Rebius, you know, too bad. If you saw the story, you're considered a witness enough to mess up the whole group. Good? Fine. But what's the problem? And if that's the story they want, I have a very simple problem. You can never kill anybody. Why? Because the guy who gets killed is related to himself, and he's always a witness to the story. So you always have one witness who's a relative, and he should mess up the whole group always. So how in the world could a Torah ever say a case if two people see Reuben kill Shimon, they should testify and should go and kill Reuben? There's no such case, because every scenario you'll have someone who's a relative who's watching the guy who got killed, and he should mess up the whole testimony according to Rebbe, that he has to warn. So the guy who's getting killed isn't warning the guy usually. Maybe he is, don't kill me, but usually he's like not thinking, don't kill me, I'm not going to send you to best, and usually he's just trying to run. So, how do you ever kill again? The question is always a relative about the story. If by just looking, a relative just looking at the story, they messed up the whole testimony, every story, the guy who got killed, so you never kill anybody, didn't punish. And we know it's not true because the Torah says you do kill people, so it's impossible. What's going on over here? So, earlier, Papa La Baya, your Papa asked the Baya a question. Elameata, but now, according to what you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, it's really going back on Rabbi Yossi, the whole, if you're just watching, you become an aid, you mess up the whole group. Haruk, the one who got killed, Yatzil, he should save. Who should he save? He just saved the killer. Just save the killer, because he's a relative that saw the story. And he should mess up the testimony. He should save the killer, so the guy who got killed should always save the killer, because he's a relative that saw the story. Where it ends is, Kshahargu me'achayel. No, it could be he didn't see the story. He got killed from behind. So since he got killed from behind, he didn't see the story. So what was our question? This guy's only relative. He saw the story. He didn't see the story. Because the guy shot him from behind. He shot him in the head, in the back of his head. So according to this, it's a little like hard to understand. Rashi says every single time the Torah says a case, that two witnesses testify, Reuben killed Shimon, specifically in a case where the guy shot Shimon from behind. That has to be every case. Because if he shot him from the front and Shimon would have saw the story, he's a relative and he'll always miss up the anus. According to this point, the Gemara, Zerashi says, so come down.
It's not exactly what he's saying.
Right.
That he was killed.
From behind. So, but if he was killed from the front.
But it's like that he was killed.
No, we're saying when.
He's
explaining another example. Like, just to give you an example. Like when. Look at Rashi. It's like when. No, like you're just going to telling us what's the example. Like in a scenario, okay, like when. Like a scenario. When he killed him from behind. That's Rashi says it's British. Rashi says
it could also be like that.
Doesn't mean like that. Mean,
it could be like that. Meaning not like when he was killed from behind. Every time this guy was killed, we're looking at it as if he was killed from behind.
Why
should
like
you do
that? Why should you look at that? Doesn't make
because
sense.
It's like the guy who was killed isn't part of the equation.
Well, why not?
It's
that's
like
my question.
That he was killed
at
from
this
behind.
Point, but you have to give me a reason. You're telling me why should he
your reason doesn't make sense.
No, of course Rashi says according to this. It does, because we're getting an answer. The Gemara is going to come to say a similar answer to you. But right now, the Gemara is saying every scenario has to be. He killed him from behind, so he didn't see. If he saw from the front, he'll mess up the Eidos. It's very simple. If the guy was watching and he saw himself get shot, and he was a relative and saw the story, he messes up the whole testimony. So when you ever have a case that it's going to be you can testify, this guy doesn't mess us up. Like a case when he got killed from behind.
Can you also hold that one? Gets shot from behind, the killer is a relative of himself.
That's the next question. But he has to get it in a second. The killer also is a relative. He also is good. Nachon, one next question. Good question. The Gemara asked. Must be a good question.
I missed it, though. I missed it when I remembered.
Okay. because so it's in, why do they end up saying what you're saying? Right now they want to not say it. So let's see Rashi over here. I asked Harug Yatzil. What was the Gemara's question? Harug Yatzil. Let's see Rashi. Le Reb Yosi. According to Reb Yosi, the Amar who says, Ach Deloy Hushu, even without warning. Shaloi Niskave Lahayat. He did not intend to testify. And if he was a relative, then who Matzil Es Hanidot? He will save the person being judged Mepnei Korva because he is a relative. Because he's a relative. So Haruganami, you know, guy, the person who got killed, also Yatzel Esani, that he should save the person who's being judged, meaning the killer. Sharei behold, that behold, Gamhu, he also saw Vehu and he Karav Eitzel Asma. He's a relative to himself, so he's always in every scenario. You always have a relative in the story, so he should never be able to testify that Rumi kills Shimon because there's always a relative witness in the story. So, let's see Rashi, they want to answer, no, the scenario has to be Sharogam Akhar. Rashi said, but we killed him from behind, so he did not see. So the person who's a relative in the story did not see, the person who got killed. So Rashi said, Miskaimi will fulfill call on the krugs, all the psukim, Shemechaivin Esaratea, that we were guilty by the Retea, for killing, has to be in a case where they shot the person, Rumi shot Shimon from behind. So Shimon never saw, because according to this, if Shimon was watching, then he's irrelevant to the story, and then he messes up the whole testimony. But however, let's see the next question. Now comes the Gemara and says, I have another question. Oh, fine. So before the Gemara asks another question, a similar question, same question, just in a different scenario. Where I said, Nirva Yatzil, someone who gets sodomized, like he's from Sodom, I think that's where it comes from, Chris, that he also should always save everybody. Because he saw the story also, the same scenario as before, he always saw what happened. So he should save. So he's a Karav. So even if two Edom come and say, we saw Reuben do this to Shimon, it shouldn't matter because Shimon is an aid also to the story. So Gemara said the same answer. Sharaba Bachairo, he did this from behind. Now the Gemara asks a different question. Now go to another question. But what about the killer himself? The killer himself always sees the story, right? Right, so the killer himself always sees the story. So the killer himself is always a relative to Nachon. The killer sees the story always. If a guy shoots somebody else, he's looking where he's shooting. So he saw who he shot. So he's always a relative to the story. So he's always a witness. So he should mess up all the witnesses. Good question. Harav Yatzel, Limara says, and Nirva Yatzel, also the one who always does the action shall also get saved. So, that's what it says. Harug Rebbe Yatzilu. The person who's the killer and the Rebbe, they should save the day because they are a relative to themselves. The guy who's killing is a relative and he witnessed the story. So he should always mess up the Eidos. So Mara says, Ishtik. Abaye was silent. He teaches, if you don't know the answer, just be quiet. Abaye didn't know the answer. He said, here, it's a good question. According to Rebbe's opinion, but just innocently looking, you are automatically considered a witness. So every time Reuben kills Shimon, Reuben is a witness to the story. So he's a witness, he's relative to himself. So he should mess up the whole Eidos. He's a relative in this group. Good question, what do you say? Good question? So Ishtik, Abaya, what do you do when you don't know the answer? You don't try to make him a terrorist. He was quiet. I said, I hear, I don't know the question. I don't know the answer. He was silent. Ishtik means like Shasa. He was quiet.
Does it mean he's agreeing with your position?
He has no choice.
No,
he's going to ask because we're going to see it further. He yells that it's wrong. But he doesn't have a good answer. He doesn't know. He yells it has to be. We'll see right now. He wasn't finished. He was quiet. He didn't know the answer. He went to his Rebbe to go find out. He kept on going. The story doesn't end. He also, like, I mean, the Rava, Abaye came in front of Rava. One of his Rebbe is Chavrusa, his friend. So when he came in front of Rava, he asked him this question. So he also, like, I made the Rava. When he came in front of Rava, the one doesn't say, but obviously it means he asked him this question. He told him, what's the answer to this question? The killer is always a relative. So Amar Lehi, he said to him, and Rava said to Abaye, he answered him, I'll tell you the answer to your question. Yakum Dov. This pasuk that taught you that one person is a karav, a relative, messes up the whole edus, says, Afishnai Mishlosha Edim, Yakum Dov. They have to be the kosher edim, you can't have a relative, the person who made this, make this thing stand. The Mekaime Hadavar, by the people who are establishing this thing, Hakasa Medav. The positive is telling the people who are establishing this thing. It's referring to who can be a relative, the witnesses who are trying to establish this story, that this story actually occurred. It's not referring to the people who were in the story. Right? The people who were in the story are irrelevant. So you're telling me the guy, the killer is irrelevant, and the other guy's irrelevant. We don't care about them. We care about the people who are trying to establish. Just see Rashi, we're going to stop here. I don't want to start again this whole more on Sunday. So let's just see Rashi. Last Rashi. Yakum Damer. Yakum Rashi says, Ksiv, it's written by high Quran, this pasuk. Sha'asan lukulam kishnayim dainu a'idim. This pasuk that taught you, all two are 100, you're all one big group and everything. Right? This pasuk also says the words, apishnayim ashloshim yakum Damer. So this whole issue of irrelevance only b'makayim edavar. The people who are starting to establish that this thing happened, the best thing. Not the people who actually did the thing. The people who are part of the story, we don't care if they're relatives. What was our whole question? The killer is their relative, and the guy who got killed.
Right.
We don't care. The pasuk says, the pasuk is referring to people who are trying to establish that this story actually happened, the best thing. Not the people who are part of the story. So that's the answer. Right. If you look, so we should really say what you were saying. That we don't care what the witness means. You were part of the story. That mean you were saying Kishur Ag Mahar is always likely to be one. The point is we care about the people who are looking, not the people who were actually part of the story.